This is episode 11 of ATTO, your premier anime and television podcast. Are back after our 3, 4, 8, 2 years, 6 months, 100 days.
It doesn't matter.
It's a long fucking time. That's what matters.
What matters is we're back and we're fully afresh and we're good to go.
If you guys don't remember who we are, I'm Sven.
And I'm Daisuke.
And this is ATTO, otherwise known as Anime and Television Toronto, the best anime and television podcast in the world. Broadcasting live or semi-live from our homes here in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Northern Hemisphere, but U.S.
They get the picture.
I can give you the latitude and longitude if you don't know where we are.
No, you can't.
I know I can't, but I wish I could.
We're here again to bring you what you guys crave. Anime and television stuff.
News, reviews, and stuff.
So let's hit it off with anime news.
I know Daisuke's craving this because we missed, what, 3, 4?
We missed quite a bit.
Cons.
No, we didn't miss that many cons.
We missed two huge cons. Otakon and Expo. You know what? We need to put up a poll. I'm going to put up a poll on our website. Otakon versus Expo. Which one's the better of the cons?
I think they both have some things over each other.
I think Otakon's better. Only because it seems to be more controlled and better for the fans.
And less, like, media-oriented?
I like the media aspect of it. It's just the Expo had, from what I hear, bad coordination.
Probably, considering the people they had, the amount of attendees they had, and whatnot. So, obviously, there's going to be chaos. So, smaller con, it's easier. They just need to hire more people to keep everything. Because, lines are crazy.
Because chaos will ensue.
Are we going to talk about the cons? Like Otakon and... Probably not. Because people who went... Because there were a lot of licenses, obviously, at Otakon and Expo. But you can probably most likely check those. We might put them on show notes. You can check them on ANN. Big items, Oren High School Host Club. That was at Otakon, I believe.
Okay. I think we should just go through a full rundown of what got licensed. I have that up. All right, then. From Otakon, we're gonna start from the beginning to the end. First thing to get licensed at Otakon, Venus vs. Virus.
You're probably going from the new stuff back, right?
Yeah, so first to the end, right?
Otakon. Okay.
Day order, I guess. Venus vs. Virus by ADV, Moonlight Mile by ADV, and King of Bandits OVA.
King of Bandits. Yeah, that was announced. People were like, yeah. Because it's the OVA of it, so. Yeah.
I mean, Moonlight Mile, kind of huge. Yeah. Venus vs. Virus, also huge, considering the creator is coming to Toronto for CN Anime this year. If you guys don't know when CN Anime is, September 3rd, 4th, 2nd, 5th?
August 29th, September 1st.
There you go.
Something around there.
Last weekend of the month of August.
Oren High School Host Club by Funimation, as I said. Sasame, Maho Shoujo Club, Baldur Force, X Resolution. I don't know that. Code Geass.
I think that was some kind of sports.
Code Geass.
The Lelution of the Rebellion.
Of the Rebellion, obviously by Bandai. Something
awesome
as big as
show.
That.
If you haven't seen that show, go watch it.
It's alright. I think it's great. Ayakashi Ayashi by Bandai. My Ultimate's Way, because My Ultimate by Bandai.
So, and My Hime and the new...
Yeah, so
it's... Is it a new My something?
Hmm?
Probably be a new one round?
No, My Ultimate's Way, that pretty much ends it.
Really?
Though, that's a bad thing for fansubbers, because they can't fansub it anymore.
Bandai's gonna milk
and
that.
And the last one is Toward the Terra, again by Bandai.
Also, that was a semi-okay show.
So, yeah, and anyway... Are we going to do Anime Expo, or are we
I totally forgot to have that up, too. Look at that.
Huge.
Look at that list.
Do you want to go Expo?
Okay, people, we're just going to hit the major things. We're not going to go through
Bandai
all of
Visual,
it. Bandai Visual, they can go screw themselves, nothing too huge, another Gundam, another robot.
Geneon did the Shakugan Oshana OVA.
Awesome OVA.
Magical Girl Lyrical Nonoha A's.
Nanoha first and second.
They did Del Toro Quest.
Then we'll go to ABB.
ABB did Gurren Lagann, which is huge right now.
Devil May Cry.
Kyoshiro, Victorian Romance Emma.
Huge, huge.
Actually, that was done by Right Stuff.
Yeah. And Right Stuff's, you know.
Because Right Stuff usually has an eye for these things, because they're not too big on the licensing, but they still license stuff,
right? But they license good stuff.
Funimation has Darker Than Black,
huge.
Planet of the Beast King, Negma, second season.
Explanation question mark.
Which is Negma second season.
Tsubasa
Chronicle second season, because they already have the first.
And then we'll go on.
And Media Blasters did quite a few. Angel's Feather,
Genshiken.
The Yaoi anime, I believe.
Yuri. What? Hold on.
No, Angel's Feather's the
Yaoi. Oh, so I'll pick up Strawberry Panic, that's Yuri.
Oh, okay, yeah. Kujibiki Unbalanced and Genshiken?
Yeah, transferring of license, basically.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Could you begin balance? Yes, I can buy that now.
The second season of Ikitosen, it's called Dragon Destiny.
Okay, yeah.
And a bunch of other stuff we're not going to get into. Straight Jagged by Manga Entertainment. And
I think
we listed all the major stuff.
All the majors. You can look it up on Anime Suki or ANN.
Pre-Expo, there was some huge things that came out of ADV, 5 centimeters per second.
I wanted to see the rest of that.
Zeno Saga, the animation. Oh, but on the bright side, you can see 5 centimeters in theaters this holiday season.
Oh, they're actually putting it in theaters?
In theaters. Or you can buy the DVDs, but
I'm probably going to buy it anyway.
Big screen, 35mm screen, it's awesome.
Yep.
And Tokyo Majin Kankbaku 2, which I hugely love because I saw the first season, amazing, even though the storyline was so convoluted and somewhat stupid, but I love the characters, love the plot for it. Second season hasn't come out yet, but yet they licensed first and second season, which means fans.
That means they probably know what's gonna happen. So.
Well, I mean, it's based on a video game, right?
So. Yeah. So they know it's gonna probably be a hit.
Exactly.
Did we cover licenses?
I think we're set for licenses.
I'll go into the news now. There's something I noticed in the anime world about. Everyone knows how Blu-ray is coming up now.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Replacing the DVD.
That very, very expensive DVD. Yeah.
So, yes, the very, very expensive DVD. So Funimation will now start, or not now, but Funimation will start very, very soon. Start selling their anime through Blu-ray. They're probably going to wait a while, but they're practicing on it. Or not practicing, but they're working on it.
For Funimation, I think what they're trying to go down the road of is they don't want to put full series on Blu-ray yet. They want more of the movie aspect. Since they do own Dragon Ball Z, and there's like a bajillion movies for that series.
They're doing that, the Broly movie?
First movie and second coming.
They're playing that for Blu-ray right now. They got a Geneon comment on it. Geneon's probably going to wait. They say. I think it's a better idea, because Blu-ray, it's not really in the mass market yet.
Yeah. Give it some time for price drops and stuff. I mean, still, no one's gonna shell out.
Not just the Blu-ray discs, but the players.
The players
are going down steadily. I think it's like 300. 300.
Because the PS3 is
Yeah, no, but
no, wait,
Blu-ray
no,
players
no.
are cheaper than PS3 right now.
No, yeah, actually, I don't think so.
Yes, they are.
Are they?
You can get cheap Blu-ray players.
Because
Sony, I believe.
Because I know the PS3 one had a price drop to $500.
Yeah. Blu-rays have to be less than PS3, or else it'll just look weird.
Exactly. Like with the initial release, Samsung selling their
Blu-rays
for a grand.
People are not going to buy Blu-ray players if you can get a PS3 for cheaper, which is a PS3. Which
That's
can also play Blu-ray,
exactly,
to those who don't know.
Exactly.
Um, Another thing that's interesting is Mega Man Star Force, to those who are familiar. I was never too big into the whole Mega Man franchise, but it will be coming to Cartoon Network in August. There's also an online streaming on the Toonami Jetstream thing on July 23rd.
You have to be in the US to watch Toonami
Jetstream. Yeah, to watch that Jetstream thing. So, to those, yeah. Because it's Viz's. It's a Viz title. So, it's on Cartoon Network. And to those who are interested in Mega Man Star Force, check that out. It'll start in August. So, you can look that up. Should I talk about this? I'll talk about it. A life-size Gundam. Who knows how tall an actual Gundam is? Sven, do you know?
1/100th model is about an inch. So, times
100
an inch.
Inches?
Yeah, 100 inches.
That's like a life-size Gundam is about 18 meters.
So that's like 100 inches.
About that. But an 18-meter Gundam was unveiled in Japan. It's going to be... a big attraction for them because it's life-size and it looks all Gundam-like. It'll be at Fuji-Q Highland. It's a theme park at the foot of Mount Fuji. So if you're in Japan, because I believe they have a Gundam theme park, actually. Or not a Gundam theme park, but it's like there's a lot of Gundam things there. So you guys can check it out if you're in the Japan area. Next thing I'm going to talk about is the, what's it called, the Toki Memo Online, to those who know Toki Memo. Toki Meki Memorial Online, it's a massive multiplayer online role-playing game. Now it's an MMO,
RPG.
But it's not the standard RPG. It's not like you go around killing monsters, whatever. To those who know Toki Meki Memorial, I'm somewhat familiar with it. I'm not too familiar, but basically it's a dating game or age game. So basically you sign in and you play as a character in this high school and you go around talking to people. So it's like an MMO, but it's real life rather than you're escaping into a fantasy setting of killing monsters,
so
gaining experience.
It's not a fantasy RPG.
It's not a fantasy, it's a real life RPG. Basically, it's like a high school role-playing game. So it's interesting, but it's actually going to be shutting down because of low subscriptions. It started
last week.
It started in March of last year.
Okay, March of last year.
So it lasted over a year, which is not too bad. So basically, they're gonna have a graduation ceremony to make it go out a bit nicer.
So everyone
in the game is gonna graduate from the school, and the graduation will happen on July 31st, which is to those who actually play this, take note of that. But you probably do know because this actually struck my eye because of there was a Gundam Online role playing game.
Oh yeah, that horrible thing.
Was it horrible?
It's the same thing with the Dragon Ball Z Online RPG. I mean,
the Dragon Ball Z thing, did it happen? Or is it going?
It's going.
It's going?
In like beta or something.
Yeah,
you have to remember, for these kind of online things, it's in Japan, it's not going to get enough steam. Shadows over them.
They work in the beginning, but people get tired of this kind of, because you don't go anywhere, because if it's based on anime or something anime related,
it eventually ends.
People know what happens, and they want to strive for that. And once they hit that end,
especially like a show like Dragon Ball Z, the only kind of game the Dragon Ball Z could ever be made for is fighting. Fighting games is all it could ever be good.
You do fighting in RPG.
You fight like those little animals and monsters and stuff. You don't do hardcore fighting. You don't fight another character.
You do fight other characters.
Unless the game is like
a PvP.
It's like purely PvP. It's not going to strike the attention of a lot of people. No. I mean,
well, you can't expect a level 1 character to be able to defeat like a level 50 character.
Yeah, that too. I mean,
and like the whole Gundam Online thing got me because I was thinking, it's like, okay, how your Gundam?
How are you going to level up?
How are you going to, you're role playing as a Gundam on this fantasy setting, you're going to different worlds. It's a cool concept. All these are cool concepts. Like if you're into whole dating sim thing and you want to take it the next step further. Because I know a lot of dating sims and like age games, they have that standard, right, where you're just talking to girls and you advance the story and get close to a certain girl for a certain ending. I mean, a massive online role playing game.
It has more of a role playing aspect.
You actually get a you get a 3D feel of it, which is lacking in the traditional age games doing the same thing. Okay, and one more item I think I want to talk about, the Hanakimi drama. Because Hanakimi was...
Oh, yeah, the new one, right? The one about the... It's like the Oren ripoff?
It's not an Oren. It came before Oren, so it can't be an Oren ripoff.
Same thing could be said about Boys Over Flowers.
It's basically a school romance manga. Wait, isn't Hanakimi... No, Hanakimi is not Boys Over Flowers.
No, that's Hanidingo.
Yeah, Hana Yuri Dango. But anyway, I'm not too familiar with Hanakimi, but because they're going to do this drama, they're holding a Hanakimi Prince contest to find the most handsomest guy in Japan.
Winner gets $10,000.
I think winner does winner get.
No, winner gets like a little piece of paper that says yes, you are the most handsome guy.
You're the most handsome guy in Japan. But I never actually saw the Hanakimi live action.
Isn't Random making a thing about it?
What do you mean
This is the actual manga, right? I thought you were talking about the live action one.
Oh, it is? They never made an anime about it, right? Because basically it's about a guy who's from America. He's Japanese, but he gets transferred to Japan. Or no, it's about a girl. Okay.
The story is very convoluted.
It's about a girl who transfers to an all-boys school. Wow, this does sound like Oren.
It's Oren ripoff. That's what it is.
But it came before Oren, so.
So then Oren ripped it off.
But yes, it's about a girl who transfers to a guy's school, but very different from Oren supposedly. But they did a live action for it.
Oren's gonna have a live
action. And now they're doing
a
Hanakimi Prince contest. Supposedly there was a Mr. Osaka contest in the manga and the live action, actually. So they want to redo that thing because a lot of these live actions, since they are live action, people want to replay these things in real life. Like even Haruhi, people are all doing that dance for some odd reason.
It's a nice dance. It's very catchy.
I can see a Haruhi live action. Oh wait,
no.
They're not doing a Haruhi live action.
I don't think
a lot of animes are going live action.
It could, but I mean,
I can see that.
I could, but I mean, I don't think it'd be the same. I don't think it'd be anywhere near
the same. Because there's nothing too hard to do at Haruhi.
No, I know. It's not that it can't be done. It's just that if it is done, there's a really high chance of them doing badly. Unless you get like some awesome director and some awesome cast.
It's Haruhi.
Yeah, exactly.
It's very easy to screw up Haruhi.
Okay, exactly. So unless you're like,
but it's tame compared to the Negima live action,
actually, if you guys don't know, they actually casted all 30 girls, and the ages range from 12 to 24.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah,
12.
Well,
at least half the cast.
Anyone who's read or seen Negima, they know the characters are very
promiscuous.
No, not promiscuous. They vary in ages, like the twins. I'm stuck with my Negima names, but the two girl twins, they look very, very young compared to, let's say,
that samurai
Setsuna.
Setsuna.
She's a bit. She looks a bit older. Who else looks a bit older?
The main character girl.
The girl who's the genius at Robot Samurai. And
did you see? Yeah, that girl, the vampire chick.
No, Evangeline. Yeah. She's different. Evangeline. She has the She has her older persona, and she also has her younger persona.
I want to say they pull that off.
So, I don't know. I might take a look at this.
Is it a live-action drama, right?
It might be. It's a show.
Okay, so...
It's a live-action show, obviously.
Because they can't make a movie for that.
A movie would work.
You can't introduce that many characters in it.
But...
Unless it's like
all this
movies.
Negima material is actually off manga. So, yeah. All this material is off manga, so the creator of Negima can something. Ken Akamatsu. So he's probably rolling over. Not in his grave, he's still alive. But
I'm pretty sure he's just rolling in money right now.
He's rolling in money?
Because I'm telling you right now, these people...
Negima's a big franchise.
Yeah, because a lot of people think of artistic, you know, realist... No, any artist, you can wave enough money in front of an artist, he'll do anything with his work.
anything.
J.K. Rowling.
She's the first billionaire author.
Because her
billionaire.
Because her books sell well.
Billionaire. The last book that came out, they're selling at like what, $50 a pop, and like it's sold out everywhere. So I'm guessing she sold
first,
a couple of.
In the first hour.
They sold like millions.
Six million. 16,000.
16,000.
Not across the world. I think in Canada. 16,000.
Times that by like
because
countries.
Because they were selling at a rate of 3 books per second at every bookstore.
Wow.
And in England, they were selling at 15 books per second.
Wow.
So.
So, all in all, she made well over $1 billion on this one book alone.
Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows actually
broke the records for multiple.
It's the highest grossing book in history, and it's only been like a week. Less than a week, it's highest grossing and fastest grossing. But anyway, we're not talking about Harry Potter right now.
We should be talking about Harry Potter.
Harry Potter and, like, Harry Potter. But I think that's about it. Hanakimi Idol Search. It was interesting. Because it basically, the Hanakimi drama was a bunch of attractive guys. And the Negma is a bunch of attractive girls. So, it's interesting. Because of these live actions, they seemed interesting. It's like the... Because at first they tried live action, Sailor Moon live action.
Oh, come
there's a whole
on.
Love
no,
it. There's
no,
a love it,
no.
hate it thing. I was like,
yeah,
what the hell is this? Because I only just by chance saw it.
You saw it in anime.
Yes, I know. That's why I'm saying by chance.
Well, I saw it at our high school anime club a couple years ago.
It's, yeah. Tuxedo Mask.
His mask
is made of cardboard.
I
didn't know that.
We took a look at that and we're like, what the hell is this? This horrible,
but
horrible piece
no,
of shit.
It's not that bad. It's not that bad. I'm not going to say that about it. But yeah, live action, it's a very risque thing to do.
All right, another piece of news. Death Note, which got licensed by Viz, will be shown in North America
on YTV.
To be more specific, us Canadians, that's right, Americans, in your face. We got it before you did.
Do that.
Awesome. Yeah.
It's going to air in September, I believe.
On YTV, September 10, I think it was 11 or something.
September something.
But we gotta wait before you guys did. I mean, this is like
you haven't even finished Death Note, right?
Manga?
You dropped the anime.
I dropped the anime.
Are you gonna watch the English version?
Oh hell yeah! Oh, I'm a huge supporter of. If I go home right now, my TV's probably set to YTV. That's how much I support them, because I know they get paid on ratings. So the more people that watch them, the better the ratings.
So they're gonna bring more anime.
Huh?
Because they're not anime focused, obviously.
Oh, yeah, they have their anime section, right? They're Bionics, they have the,
yeah.
that. And they're trying to evaluate. Because, like, you remember, YTV's owned by Course.
And
Course is like a huge mega house in the TV industry.
YTV is still centered towards an under 16, under 18 audience.
But Bionics isn't.
Bionics, no, it still is. If you look at the disclaimer, to an older youth audience.
Oh, so it's like, yeah, youth audience. But
yeah,
we're still youth, right?
So, we're getting old.
Yes, we're old enough not to consider ourselves youth anymore.
But everyone knows we're in university now, so.
Also, in case you didn't know, this weekend is Comic-Con. Huge, huge event in San Diego. There is some corporate anime influences there. Viz is going to be there.
Because
so
all
gonna
all
be there because you know manga is
Japanese comics.
So Comic-Con, they're gonna still be there. So there are gonna be huge amounts of licenses there. I can predict one thing: Haruhi light novels. I can see that coming.
You never know; it might happen.
It might happen.
Okay, are we gonna move on to your TV news, or has it been silent for the past
month? I'm gonna. Okay, I haven't really been keeping too up to date since the summer. There's new shows out. Spelling Bee.
Oh, right.
Horrible,
you mean that
horrible.
Singing Bee?
Yeah,
Singing Bee
with Joey Fatone.
I haven't seen an episode of that.
I mean, I read reviews and it just doesn't sound that pleasant. I saw an episode of Don't Forget the Lyrics.
How do you... Wait, aren't those the same thing?
No, hold on.
Singing Bee?
If it's the same thing, I'll be really pissed.
No, it's not the same thing. I saw two commercials for two different things.
I saw an episode of Don't Forget the Lyrics, the stupidest game show in the history of the world.
You're timed for how much you can sing.
No. Basically, they give you a part of the song. You start singing this song, and it's a karaoke. And then at one point during the karaoke, they just cut the lyrics from you, and you have to remember the rest of the lyrics.
Yeah.
So, like, if you're singing a song,
that's
like...
That's a lot like the Singing Bee from what I saw, isn't it?
I hope not.
Because... Yeah, it's a lot like that, but yeah, they're running out of ideas with these. Like American Inventor, I tuned into that. It's a very boring show.
Seriously, America's Got Talent is an okay show.
Oh, that's a good show.
That's a good show. I actually watched that. I mean, I'm okay. And then let's not forget the best show.
Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Okay, that's pretty good, but I'm not talking about that one.
Come on.
I was talking about On the Lot, which is an incredibly good show that I know is going to get canceled.
Canceled, yeah.
But it's still pretty good.
Like, it has to. Well, it doesn't actually have to compete, but it's being shadowed by, like, So You Think You Can Dance, which is going to go on for a while. And Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Because even my professor talks about that, which is kind of bad.
That show's amazing.
That's very bad.
That show is going to stand the width of time.
They're going to make a Canadian version of it. I read somewhere.
Are You Smarter Than a Canadian Fifth Grader? I couldn't remember the theme song.
No, but it'll just make fun of them because I'm pretty sure the questions are going to be a lot harder.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because the questions on that show.
Like, hold on. Who was the third Prime Minister of Canada?
Do you know?
No.
It was John A. McDonald. Then Laurier, Wilfrid Laurier.
And someone else.
I just remembered down from there.
Then it was still Wilfrid. No, wasn't it Grant?
There was a Grant?
He was on the 50. Because I remember them from the money.
The guy on the 50. Oh, there's no Grant.
Yeah, the guy on the 50.
That was King. That's King. Oh.
Grant King. I'm thinking the Americans. You damn Americans.
Yeah,
money.
There's an American Grant.
So King.
We're not talking about these prime ministers and presidents.
I'm going to go into a little bit. So as I was saying, new shows we got.
Did you hear about Family Guy will be on Omni?
Omni. It's not CFTO.
CFTO is Fox.
No. Well, Omni has its name. Like, I know it's called Omni now, but it had a name before.
Omni used to be CFMT.
Yeah, you go. CFMT Toronto Cable Channel 4. They're going to show Family Guy.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's not bad, but it's just, you know.
Family Guy's here. I'm surprised Family Guy got a movie before The Simpsons. Which is amazing.
That was a crash and burn movie. That's what it was.
Because it was three episodes put together.
It's same thing with Simpsons movie. That's what Simpsons movie is. Three episodes put together. Yeah. It's an hour and a half long. I haven't seen it yet, but it's still an hour and a half long.
Mm-hmm.
So Fox does a couple of new shows. K-Ville, which I'm looking super forward to.
What is that?
Has my all-time favorite actor, Anthony Anderson. Basically, it's about Katrina and the aftermath of Katrina.
It's about policing New Orleans, right?
Yeah, basically. Okay. But it has Anthony Anderson, who was in Transformers, which was a kick-ass movie. Don't ever talk bad about that movie. It's an awesome movie. Now, I'll go on to some other Fox TV shows. New Amsterdam. Don't really care too much because it's basically about the dude whose name is John Amsterdam and he is immortal.
He's a New York homicide detective who's immortal.
Yeah, there you go. He can't
die. A cop who's immortal. I can see him getting lazy.
And he's also a former alcoholic.
Ah, that helps a lot. Oh, and you have to add the former part to it.
And apparently he was a Dutch soldier in the 1640 war of some kind.
I really have a problem with people naming these shows after their last names. Because it's very, what's it called? Deceiving. Like House. Now Amsterdam.
What else?
Fox is doing a lot of reality TV, which is a good and bad thing. Because we don't want to go too much into the whole reality TV thing,
It's not too bad, but I mean, you got dramas that like people do want to see, like Prison Break, coming back for its third season. Awesome show again. Mm-hmm. Although I'm probably going to have to buy the second season box set, because I lost.
Buying box sets is a good thing. People buy
House.
Box sets.
House.
Because it really supports, if you want to see good quality shows, buy the box sets.
Heroes. Buy season one. It's going to be out soon.
I might buy that too. It looks good.
We might pool our money and get it together. House going on for its bajillion season.
Three.
There you go. Season three. Oh, actually, no. Wait, season four, I think.
Yeah.
No, it's season... Oh, season, yeah, season four.
Season four?
Season three is the last one.
Oh, okay.
Great ending. I mean, it's just... Season three had an awesome ending.
Okay.
Fans of House will know what I'm talking about.
So, yeah, that's about it for new shows. Come on, it's a summer.
I mean,
everyone's just relaxing with NBC.
I'm okay. You guys, I know this is a lot to handle, but I'm going to go through like a few major ones that I personally like. One, I want you all to check out The Bionic Woman. I know a lot of people talk trash about it, saying, oh, grab, it's just another remake from the 70s. No, I saw a trailer for this.
Didn't you say that when you were like sort of trailering it?
No. I said that before I even saw like the cast, the trailer, anything. I say, Bionic Woman, the idea sucks. Whoever greenlighted this is an idiot. which was, you
and
know,
now you had to eat your own words.
Exactly, because I saw the trailer, and yeah, it does look watchable.
Watchable.
I mean, she loses both her legs.
All right, when's Heroes coming back?
September 24th. Second season premiere. Oh, yeah, they casted the, what's that guy? The ninja. He has a name. The ninja from Heroes. The guy with the sword. Hero sword.
There's an... Oh, that guy.
He had a name. I forgot his name.
A Japanese name.
Yeah,
so, it was a bit long. But they... Oh, they cast... So, he's actually... Oh, well.
What's his name?
Wasn't he shown, though?
No. Kensei. Wasn't it Kensei?
No. Kensei era, isn't it?
They talked about his name a lot. But, like, you never saw who he was.
We'll find it later on. I can't remember off the top of my head right now. Because Ken's... No.
They went into a giant story about it. Come on.
Yeah, because it was a big thing, right? About because he has his sword. I don't know if it's real. Is it like real or
yeah,
is it like
it's sci-fi? He's like, okay, yeah. About Kensei, yeah. I don't think Kensei is actually real, but
yeah, with the sword, right? I don't think it's actually real. So I'm pretty sure you wouldn't find any information about that.
No, but I still want to know who he is.
Why?
He's Kensei.
Kensei, yeah. His name is Kensei.
Yeah, they casted the character for Kensei, basically. That's why I'm going into a huge thing about it. And the character casted for Kensei is... Give me a second.
Stop looking.
Come on, I gotta look.
But we'll continue on, I guess. Other than Heroes, NBC's...
Oh, wait, yeah,
what else
back
is
to NBC.
Yeah, we should...
Alright, NBC. Bionic Woman.
Deal or No Deal is still there. Will always be there.
Chuck? I don't like Chuck. I mean, it has the...
It's a sci-fi dramedy.
Sci-fi dramedy.
It's about an average computer whiz next door who receives an encoded email from an old friend, a rogue CIA agent, which embeds the world's greatest spy secrets in his brain.
I mean, the concept, some of it will sound, like, interesting, but I mean, I'll watch a couple episodes, just see how it is. It's a dramedy, so I might, you know...
I don't see how that turns into a comedy. Well, I guess it could be a comedy.
Because, you know, the main character, the Chuck, he's just an idiot.
He's your average computer whiz.
So that makes him an idiot.
Okay.
Socially, it makes him an idiot.
Socially.
Because okay. That's the way it is with all computer people. Which brings me to my next thing. It's not going to start September. It's going to start mid-season, like around January. Show called The It Crowd. Emphasis on it. IT.
Okay.
Yeah, ITB. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's that about? It's about...
Oh, yeah. Let me get to the kill. Let me actually open it up.
Ah, you bring that up, and yet you don't actually...
I know. No, I actually know what it is, because I've seen the British one.
It's based on... It's like that whole Beauty and the Geek... Wasn't Beauty and the Geek British?
Yeah. Was Beauty and the Geek British? No, hold on, no. The Office, that's what you're talking about.
What? There's a difference.
The Office was British.
What's... All right.
There you go. I found it.
I'm not too...
Where the hell... There it is. The It Crowd.
The It Crowd.
So we still have to fight.
It's technically an IT.
The It Crowd.
The
IT Crowd, right? It's basically... it's the British version... it's the North American version of the British show. The British show was so hilariously funny. If you have G4 Tech TV in Canada, you can watch The It Crowd Sundays and some other day. Mondays, I think, maybe. Not sure.
Yeah.
Probably Sunday.
Yeah.
But you can watch it.
It's a comedy.
It is so funny. Basically, you got these two guys who work IT for this corporation, and the corporation guy hires this woman who lied on her resume that she knew computers. Basically, how people put on the resume, I know a lot about computers.
And I speak 50 different languages.
Exactly. And once you get there, it's like, oh, you know about computers? Great. You're the new manager of IT. So, yeah, that's
wait, is she actually the manager of IT?
She's the manager of IT. And then they get pissed, and, you know, and whole... slew of crap happens. Great actors. Actually, in the British version, this character, the actor who plays Maurice Moss, will also be playing in the U.S. version. He'll also be playing Maurice Moss. His name is Richard.
Oh, okay. So an English guy will be coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, I guess he's gonna hold them together.
Okay.
What other great things do we have in the world of television? I will give you a full. Hugely full review of everything next episode. Or not next episode, I mean in a couple episodes.
In a couple of episodes.
We'll see.
Because it'll be too huge to fit in one episode.
Oh yeah, definitely. It'll be one episode of pure television. I'll work it up. I'll actually have stuff typed up, work it nicely, you know, I'll get it done right. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Are we done with TV?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any more?
Okay, I'm going to support another podcast, because it's always nice to support, you know, fellow podcasters. This is other podcast, purely television. That's why I liked them.
Purely television.
It's called Watch It.
Didn't you already talk about Watch It before?
No, I don't think so.
Yes,
did
you
I?
Did.
Yep. Oh, talk about them again. Watch It TV podcast. Welcome to the great Watch It TV
because
podcast. The most fun you can have listening to TV people talk about all things television.
Because they actually know what they're talking about. Which
actually,
is a good thing.
Actually, it's more like half of them know what they're talking about. It's because they're older than me. Much, much older
than
me.
They have the wisdom.
They have the wisdom of the 70s.
What they're watching.
They have the wisdom of the 70s. So they're, you know.
Actually, if you do want to hear about the 70s.
Because they've seen television from the 70s. So, I mean, I'm still catching up on my 70s television. Like, still got to watch the Golden Girls and, you know, Cheers. And watch Cheers was from the 90s.
I'm feeling a cold shudder.
The Brady Bunch. I got to watch all that stuff. I got to watch old Bob Barker clips.
You might as well watch Gilligan's Island.
Oh, yeah, that too. The huge Gilligan. Oh, and Ed Sullivan Show. These guys know what they're talking
about.
Catch
up with Your Price is Right. It's probably like 20 years ago.
Because it's already over now, right? So I can watch all
of
it.
Bob Barker never changes.
No, but now he's dead. Or not dead, but he's gone.
What?
Which makes him dead.
That's not evil.
If he's no longer doing Price is Right, he's dead. Oh, he'll like go home and realize, oh crap, I killed myself, and dies.
He tells his wife, he's like, come on down. It's like, what is it, Bob? I just felt like saying that.
He's fully obsessed with that. Come on. Alright, the website is Watch It. That's WATCHIT.
I think they know how to spell Watch It.
Okay, okay. .libsyn.com. That's LibSyn.com. See, I had to spell that out for you guys.
Okay.
Libsyn, SYN. Remember that.
Can we take the spotlight off you now?
Oh,
or
no,
you
never.
Go to TV.
It's me, man. I can never finish my TV news. I'm done. Whoa, crap. Look at the Lord. We're running so.
You've been listening to us for 37 minutes.
38, 39. 40. Oh my god, this thing never ends. Alright,
are we gonna do reviews now?
I don't have a review prepared.
You don't have a review prepared. So you guys are gonna have to
Daisuke and his
listen
horrible,
to me.
Horrible review.
Oh, okay, I get two review times. Yes.
Two, we don't have time for two. We might be short.
I will be talking about Kekkaishi.
Okay. Is that how it's actually pronounced?
Kekkaishi.
Kekkaishi?
Not that way.
What's the kanji for that?
1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, Kekkaishi.
You're looking at the kanji.
Oh wow, it's only three.
It's actually three. Kekkaishi.
It translates to
Japanese people.
Barrier master, because Kekkai is master. She, some weird thing about master.
Barrier.
When I first looked at it, I was like,
actually,
it's Moroku.
I'm the one. Yeah, it is Moroku. But I'm the one who actually turned Daisuke onto this when we were out in North.
Yes.
We had nothing to do, and I just like, hey. You know, if you watch this.
I already did mention that I picked this up at North.
That's the great thing about cons.
You can pick up stuff you never knew you'd like.
Actually, I'm going to do another plug. A friend of ours, Evan Ross, does a... what do you call that? Journal? No, not journal.
Webcomic.
There you go.
Okay.
Check it out. TorontoOtaku.smackjeeves.com. It'll be in the show notes.
They're not that good.
Ah, come on.
Nah, but it's okay. You made me lose track. It's Kekkaishi. It's a action supernatural shonen manga, or manga/anime. Check them both out. But it's a Viz title, by the way. It's not actually it's not licensed, I'm still watching it. It's by Sunrise.
Is it?
Which is nice.
Seriously?
Yeah, the anime is done by Sunrise.
Sudan?
It's adapted by an anime by Sunrise.
No.
But it's an ongoing series right now. So they're at 20 some odd episodes ongoing, which is good. I like it because the story doesn't drag on, which is a real problem with Inuyasha to the people. Actually, everyone's familiar with Inuyasha. Screw that.
Oh, come on. 300 some odd. Okay. And then once the show finally ends, it's like the adventures will continue in the manga.
No, they had to end it because they don't find all the jewel shards in the end, right?
In the anime, they don't.
Yeah,
I'm hoping they do.
I'm saying in the anime they don't. Kekkaishi, basically, you have this boy who's a berry master. You have this girl
who's
also a berry master.
So you got the love relation right there.
And but the girl is older than boy by like, dun, 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 2 years.
Oh yeah, well, you know, you don't see that in anime.
But basically they have to protect this land, this holy land. Well, not really holy. Okay, a land that contains a massive amount of power called Karasumori.
Wasn't the high school there?
Let me go into it. Alright. Karasumori. Oh, I suck at saying it, but they have to protect this land because this land was infused with a power 500 years ago. And it's up to the Sumimura and Yukimura clans to protect this land. That's the guy, the male lead, Yoshimori, is part of the Sumimura clan, and the female lead, Tokine, she's from the Yukimura clan. Yes. So, two clans, they're taking care of this this land that was infused with power 500 years ago. Now, a lot happens in 500 years. Because that was feudal Japan. Now that land has been turned into a school, and so it seems, and they go to that school. It seems
so that that school is basically the center of all mystical evil.
Yes, during the day it's a regular school. During the night,
because everyone knows,
during the night that school has a mystical power which attracts Ayakashi, otherwise known as monsters, demons, whatever you want to call them.
What do they call it?
Ayakashi?
Yeah.
Right. Which are demons. Demons/monsters.
I'm trying to remember. In D. Greyman, they call their demons something else.
Yeah, there's a lot. Oni.
Oni is universal, right?
It's a traditional
way. It should be universal for like all.
But basically, it's the adventures of Yoshimori, Tokine. They had to fight these demons, monsters at night. During the day to go to school. It sounds simple, but a lot of twists happen. I've learned to respect Yoshimura, even though he's a complete idiot, just like any shonen character. He reminded me of Naruto when I first watched, because the end of the first episode, he's like, I'll protect her no matter what. Because she gets fatally injured.
Very, very, very typical shonen.
She gets injured saving him.
Is that the end of the second episode?
First or second, I can't remember. Or maybe second.
Maybe third.
And because she's older, she's more wiser, she's not an idiot, she's very smart. Typical shonen again, the girl's always very smart, but yet not as powerful as the guy.
She's stronger than
Kagome, okay?
That girl with the boomerang thing.
Oh, Sango.
Sango, there you go, Sango.
We're making a lot of... And the reason why we're making a lot
references?
Of these references is because...
It's typical shonen.
The way they dress up, they look like monks. And they have a wind tunnel.
Is that what they call it?
It's not called a wind tunnel. It's called
Toi
Jozo Mets Tenkets. It means something because they have this whole system, the way they use their magic, making their barriers and whatnot.
They can trap you in a barrier. If you're evil, they capture.
What they use are barriers. They make these barriers which trap things, and they can destroy them. So destroy them inside these barriers. Which is kind of messed up because they have to trap these things in a barrier before they can destroy it. So, it's interesting because their powers are a bit different compared to like regular slashes with swords or whatever other weapon they have. And there's a lot of other characters, which I think, a lot of comedic characters. It's a comedy. It's an action supernatural. I should add comedy. It's also a comedy. It's very good. And the characters first seem very 2D. But the characters grow in personality. You get to know them more.
I've only seen the first few episodes, right? I mean, that's going to be a little 2D to me. But Daisuke here seen
right now
the current 28 episodes, so he's all like fully gotten there.
No, I haven't seen all of them yet. I've seen like 25. I think right now it's around 28. It's currently ongoing. Hopefully it won't go on too long because the story has to end. At the point
I'm in. Inuyasha, man. Inuyasha didn't have to end. It just had...
Well, they're looking for something. For them, they're protecting something. There's a limit to how long you can protect it. Protect something.
You can protect it forever.
You could.
Until one of you guys dies,
so,
right?
My rating for Kekkaishi is I've said enough.
I forgot our rating system. It's been so long, I forgot our rating system.
My rating is not going to be watch it no matter what. It is not going to be...
Watch it only if you get paid.
It's not going to be that. It will be a very high steal from a friend because I can see this getting licensed sometime soon. Hopefully not too soon. Well, there is one pet peeve I have about the show, though. It's not about the show itself. The freaking amount of ads that appear during the episode is highly annoying. where like there's an action scene going on and they're using their barriers like crazy and like something's about to kill them. You see a giant McDonald's arch come onto the screen out of nowhere. Stop putting these ads in shows. This is actually the first anime I've seen this happen. But it turns out there are quite a few animes.
KFC, McDonald's.
No, just McDonald's. McDonald's and a few other ads from like some Japanese.
McDonald's was in Beck.
Yeah, well, no, but in Beck it didn't appear out of nowhere. It's like credits and afterwards.
No, because in Beck that's the hey, what are we gonna do? Hey, let's get some burgers at McDonald's.
No, not that. It's it's not actually in the anime. It's not like we're gonna go to McDonald's. Actually, no, there was an episode where they went to McDonald's. But the other thing is, it's actually their logo coming up. It's like watching anime on Cartoon Network. You see a Cartoon Network watermark.
Oh, right.
Except
right.
Like that, but more annoying. It's in a place where it's like in the center of the screen instead of like on the corner.
True. It's product placement, right?
You don't want to put a McDonald's arch when they're fighting something.
They get paid.
I know, but
like I said, the almighty dollar will change anyone's mind.
It's because they know everyone's focusing on the action that, hey, well, if we place a McDonald's arch there, they might get hungry and want to eat McDonald's.
Exactly, right? So, I mean, it's all about the almighty dollar.
I think fan subbers should kind of filter that out. So,
if they could, that'd be nice.
If you guys could, who do our listeners who do fan subbing, try it. Try to see. So, yeah, Hi, Steal From a Friend. It's a very good series to people who like shonen. It's a bit different with the whole barrier thing.
I don't know. I mean, it's still shonen. Like I know,
typical shonen.
Yeah, that's what I got. Like Busuu Rankin, typical shonen. It's a little twist, you know, it's alchemy and the whole.
Actually, alchemy. Redone.
It's a redone topic.
Yeah.
This is barriers and the whole wind tunnel kind of thing.
It's not actually a wind tunnel. I just relate to wind tunnel because it looks so similar to a wind tunnel. Because
the wind tunnel was in his hand and it was an infinite amount, but this
and
is
they
like.
They actually had to destroy the monster before they wind tunnel.
Exactly. Well, I mean, you destroy the monster, it's going to come back to life because evil presence is still there, right?
Yeah, because when you destroy them, they still. There's
the remains,
still dust and particles.
They're remains,
right? And they'll reform because the land of Karasumori
is a highly reformable
land. It's a highly powerful land. I said there's a power in this land. So
the
basically, a monster that goes to the land, they have infinite amount of power. That's why the Kekkaishi are protecting it. Because they don't want any of these monsters to gain some infinite amount of power.
Oh, definitely. I think that's it for you.
That's it for me.
I'm going to make a couple more plugs.
Plugs?
Our friend Andrew has a live journal account. Has some awesome stuff on that. Did a really good review of Saikano. Great show that I've seen. 13 episodes, kind of short, but super nice.
Our episodes are turning into plugs for everyone else.
Yeah, well,
not getting paid.
I'm gonna update the site and put in all their links on the front page, not the show notes page, because I know you guys don't read the show notes page. I have an account.
People read show notes. Give them the benefit of the doubt.
And then leave comments, people, okay? We love comments. Leave comments. So Andrew's site, it's Lala Boy, it's L-A-I-L-A-I Boy, B-O-Y, .livejournal.com. Great, great live journal account, one of the best I've seen so far.
I don't know, if you're interested in differing opinions,
I know,
there's a bunch of live journal accounts, blogs, whatever.
And we'll slowly,
forms,
and
whatever
we'll slowly but surely plug all of them.
Every single blog, forum. Live journal, whatever you want.
Call it. You know, we're gonna plug it one way or another. We're gonna be the pluggers of all plugs. Yeah, you know, we're gonna make a whole show of just plugs. 40 minutes of plugs.
So be sure to avoid that show.
Like, for instance, go out and buy Sony Vega 40-inch plasma TV. The best of its kind.
I want a Sony Vega
TV. I know, and I didn't even pay for that either.
Anywho, are we good?
We're good. We are? I don't know. I feel like
so,
I have more to say.
Until next time.
Which hopefully will be soon.
Like, we've been apologizing a lot, so I'm getting lazy. I'm not apologizing anymore. But if we do die out. We will let you guys know. Check the website. The website is a good resource.
I'm guaranteeing you are not dying out. Oh, wait, hold on.
At least not before the next
episode. I had one more thing I was going to plug. Oh, two more things. Okay, Roundtable.
You already talked about the roundtable.
Yeah, but I talked
about the anime roundtable.
I have to keep plugging it. The licensing bet, I'm currently in the lead. Yeah.
What do you win if you win that licensing
bet? I don't know. That's what sucks so much. Oh, bragging rights. There you go.
Bragging rights.
I like to brag. I'll be like, in your face, Dean, I beat you and you were number 0. Yeah, awesome. I won. Yeah, but seriously,
it's because you can guess what gets licensed by what and when.
Dude, that's a huge power. Okay, Tokyo Imagine by ADV, and it was a press release.
No more needs to be said. Okay, I got that.
Why don't you work for a licensing company then?
Because I can predict. Yeah, you know what I should have done? At North, when I saw Matt Greenfield, I should have been, Matt Greenfield, you're going to license Tokyo Legend first and second season, and it's going to be his press release.
You're hired. He's going to work for ADB
now.
He's going to
work for ADB now. Can you come down to Texas? It's like, you need one of those giant cowboy hats and cowboy shoes. And
it's like, how about this? We'll give you the rights to start your own company here in Toronto. You'll be a subsidiary of ADB. That'd be cool.
Where I just randomly license them. Like, okay, so Funimation will be licensing so-and-so, so we need to grab it before they do.
And then they're like, sir, but have you contacted Mr. Greenfield? Who do you think I am? Matt Greenfield speaks to me.
Yeah, awesome. Anyway. All right, so we're running like 50 minutes now, so that's pretty good.
So, right. Yeah, until next time.
I'm, who goes first? Oh, yeah, I'm Sven.
What, you got temporary amnesia?
Yeah. Forget, because I always forget.
And I'm not Daisuke.
He is Daisuke, all right? And I'm Sven. Don't get us mixed up. I'm Sven.
It's kind of hard to.
Our voices are so different.
Until next time, we will see you then.
So, yeah, this is ATT. Okay,
ATTO.
We'll do it properly, okay? I'm Sven.
Daisuke.
This is ATTO signing off.